From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel broadcast. It's good to have you join with us today, and I hope you'll be able to stay with us for the next 15 minutes as the Reverend Raymond McLernan lets the Bible speak.
Hello and welcome again to the programme. In Luke's Gospel chapter 15, we have three parables, those of the lost sheep, the lost silver, and the lost son, otherwise known as the prodigal. I want to take a moment or two to look at the second of these parables, that of the lost silver, found in the verses 8 to 10 of the chapter. Here we have the parable of a woman who lost a silver coin, and we're told that she swept the house clean and made diligent search until she had found that which was lost. In looking at this, there are three simple thoughts that we would leave with you concerning this matter, and we trust that the Lord will be pleased to bless His word to your heart. First of all, notice the declaration in the coin. When a woman marries today, her husband places a ring on the appropriate finger of her left hand. That ring shows to the world that she is taken. She's not available for anyone else. She has her husband. She now belongs to him. And when we see the ring, we don't need to ask any more questions. But in the day that this passage of Scripture refers to, a woman's marital status was indicated by the wearing of a headband made up of small coins on a light chain, and that headband served a number of purposes. For example, it declared her status. It told the world that she was married. It declared her independence. It served as a reminder to her husband that she had left the ties of her home and was no longer in subjection to her father. But it reminded the husband also that he would now have to look after her. But there's something else about the headband. If a wife should be found guilty of unfaithfulness to her husband, he reserved the right to remove one of those coins so that when she went out in public, everybody knew what she had done. So a full headband then was a glory to a bride. But here is a bride and she has lost one of those coins from the headband. She's not been unfaithful, but the piece has gone missing. And if she goes out in public, it's going to look as if she has been unfaithful. And we know how tongues would wag. As long as that coin is missing, her moral beauty is going to be marred. She is incomplete. People are going to think the worst. And so you can see why she must search high and low to find that missing piece. Of course, the object of the parable is to teach us the value of one sinner to the Lord. Every sinner born was created for a purpose, God's purpose. In Isaiah 43 and verse 7, God says, I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. God made man for fellowship with himself, but because of sin that fellowship is broken. And like the lost coin, a life lived for sin is a lost life and is of no value to God. But if that life is restored to its proper place by the power of God, it can be all that God has designed it should be. And today the Lord is able to restore that life that is lost in sin, if the sinner will trust in Christ to bring about that restoration. For this dear woman, her life would not be complete until she had found the coin that was lost. But notice secondly the design in the coin. When this dear soul realized that the coin was missing, she immediately sprang into action. Her first priority was to search for it and have it restored. So she lit a lamp and began to move things about and to search and to sweep. She would look in this cupboard and that cupboard, perhaps under the bed, in the sofa, everywhere, anywhere, trying to remember where she had last seen it. It had to be somewhere. It was lost, and must be found. And she had a will to find it, so she would stop at nothing. That coin was lost in the darkness. It is likely that houses in her days would not have as many windows as houses in our day. It was also lost in the dirt, for the house would have had a mud floor. Again, it was lost in disuse. It wasn't being used while it was missing. And what a picture of the sinner this is. Lost men are in darkness. Well, they may be brilliant, intellectually speaking, but spiritually, they are blind and in darkness. How often we've seen people gather at funeral services, stand around an open grave where death is staring them in the face, and as soon as the preacher says amen, they're off. Back to their business conversation, out with the mobile phone, anything but give a thought or mention to the great need of their own soul. And why? Because they're in darkness. They do not understand their own sinful condition. They do not seem to realize that except they repent, they shall all likewise perish. They're blinded by the devil. They're lost in the darkness of sin. They're lost in the dirt. The coins in that headband were actual pieces of money. Now, when coins are stamped, there is an imprint on one side of the image of the ruler of the day. In this case, probably Caesar. But while that coin was lost in the dirt, the image of the ruler was hidden. It was covered over. It was obscured by filth. And so it is with men. They are made in the image of God. But that image is hidden. It is obliterated by the filth of sin and needs to be cleansed. But the Bible says that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Men, like the lost coin, are lost in disuse. The life of a man who is dead in sin is of no profitable use to the Lord. That life needs to be cleansed and restored. Now, when the coin went missing, the woman set about the business of finding it. She made up her mind to have it back at all costs. She lit that lamp and moved the furniture around, sweeping carefully and meticulously until it was found. In this, she is a picture of the Lord, who has done everything that is necessary for the salvation of lost people. He showed that he would stop at nothing to restore that which was lost. Romans 5 verse 8 says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." We may wonder why this woman went to so much trouble to find one little coin. But the answer is simply that it meant so much to her. But think of the value of one soul to the Lord. God puts more value on your soul than you do. The Lord Jesus Christ has gone to the absolute extreme to provide salvation for you, for he gave his life. He sees value in you, and that's why he invites you to come to him and be saved. Notice thirdly, the delight in finding the coin. When this dear soul found that missing piece, she called her friends and neighbours round and she said, "Come and rejoice with me, for I have found that which was lost." It was a very happy time for her. With all the possible repercussions that such a loss meant to her, you can imagine the immense sense of relief that finding it must have brought into her heart. She says in verse 9 of this chapter, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost." But then the next verse says, "Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." And why is that? It's because of the value of one soul. It proves that Jesus dying was not in vain. Something of value has been restored to its proper place. God is glorified, and a soul is delivered from the threat of hell. That which was lost has been found. That which was filthy has been made clean. And that is one great comfort, for when a sinner comes to Christ, all the old filth of sin is washed away. "What can wash away my sin?" the hymn writer asked. "Nothing but the blood of Jesus." You'll notice here that only one piece was lost, yet every effort was made to find that one. And it has to be said that if you were the only lost sinner in this world, the Lord Jesus Christ would still have gone to the cross for you. That's how much he loves you. That's how much he values your soul. The Lord Jesus is looking for you today, Luke 19 verse 10 says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." And what is your response today to the seeking Saviour? Will you seek him now? Will you ask him to be your Saviour? Will you accept him? Will you trust him for full salvation? Thank God he has said, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." May God give you grace even today to call upon him.
By Christ redeemed, in Christ restored, we keep the memory of old, and show the death of our dear Lord until he come.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.